Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's Daily Audio Devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 20th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 1, and we'll be finishing on verse 16. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now let's join as Jesus was teaching, starting with verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like the landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them out to work. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. So he hired them, telling them he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard. At noon and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, he was in town again and saw some more people standing around. He asked them, "Why haven't you been working today?" They replied, "Because no one hired us." The landowner told them, "Then go out and join the others in my vineyard." That evening he told the foreman to call the workers in and pay them, beginning with the last workers first. When those hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each received a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed they would receive more. But they, too, were paid a day's wage. When they received their pay, they protested to the owner, "Those people worked only 1 hour, and yet you've paid them just as much as you paid us who worked all day in the scorching heat." He answered one of them, "Friend, I haven't been unfair. Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage? Take your money and go. I wanted to pay this last worker the same as you. Is it against the law for me to do what I want with my money? Should you be jealous because I am kind to others?" So those who are last now will be first then, and those who are first will be last. Once again, that was verses 1 through 16 in the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. This story has confused a lot of people, and even today students of the Bible debate what it means. At its core, this story is about God's unexpected grace. He does not have to play by our rules or fulfill our expectations. This story is not teaching that all believers receive the same rewards or blessings in heaven, but it does show that salvation is an equal gift for those willing to accept the invitation, whether they came early or late. The problem in the parable came from the comparison. The comparison led to jealousy. The parable closes with a profound question: should you be jealous because I am kind to others? Humans question the generosity and grace of God, expecting him to play by our rules. But grace throws away the scales and breaks karma. Jesus gave his life to pay for our sin. Everything we have is from him. Why do we compare? Why are we jealous? Do we really want God to play by our rules? That would never work out for us. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How would you explain salvation by grace to someone? How can you make sure that you are living in the rhythms of grace more than your own rules? As we end this devotional, we would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to follow along with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then hit the follow icon on our profile to get updates for new episodes that are posted every Monday through Friday. As you go on with your day, be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.